Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live show. Beginning at 9 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
Did you know most Americans know nothing or very little about the legal system? I am the Rose, Rose Colombo, longtime legal activist, legal coach, legal advocate, and the author of Fight Back Legal Abuse, Irwin Award winner, and also my latest political satire, Obamacare Dinosaurs, Rednecks, and Radicals. A political satire exposing the evil agendas of Obamacare and redistribution of wealth that leaves you with a thought-provoking ending. Will mankind survive, or will the U.S. natural-born citizen become extinct? It's available at Amazon.com. You can also visit my website at www.fightbacklegalabuse.com for more information. So order your copy today and empower yourself with knowledge before injustices come knocking on your back door unexpectedly.
Vaccines are required for students, employees, immigrants, military members, and international travel. Do you know how to legally avoid them? This is vaccine rights attorney and Freedomizer Radio host Alan Phillips. My vaccine exemption ebook can help you avoid the mistakes that have cost others their exemption rights. Get the authoritative guide to vaccine legal exemptions, an ebook available at freedomizerradio.com and vaccinerights.com.
Let freedom ring throughout the land.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Get ready for the epic new documentary adventure ride of your life. Shade, the motion picture. A view into the globalist domain. Annabella's and Burma's film.
Nothing in this world works the way you think it does. Nothing. Governments do not operate the way you think they do. Banks do not do what you think they do. The police department is not here for what you think it is. Nothing in your world works the way you think it does.
We have to let them know the new world government has been identified, and they thought they'd implode the world economy to bring in a worldwide police state, but instead it's going to bring them down.
You have to stand up. Speak up, speak out.
Shade, the motion picture. Order your copy of the DVD today at ShadeTheMotionPicture.com.
Shalom and praises to the Father. More and more, we see the lies and the deceptions of the world, where it should be obvious we are in a spiritual battle. So I'd like to invite you to tune into the Sound Doctrine Ministries Fellowship Program, right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network, where we will reason together according to the Holy Scriptures. Also, blessing you with an occasional guest, our spiritual common sense commentary, and spiritual uplifting songs that give praises to our Father. You can call in and speak to our host, or just listen to the show at 347-324-3704 every Tuesday and Saturday, noon Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Central, right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network. Or you can tune into our chat room at freedomizerradio.com. Blessings and peace to your heart.
You're listening to the Freedomizer Radio Network and the Sound Doctrine Ministries program, where freedom, liberty, and truth live.
Shalom, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, all of you Messiahites out there, Freedomizers, family and friends, you are now tuned in to the Sound Doctrine Ministries Fellowship Program.
Hear the prophet, holy men of old, with a message that must be told.
Over all creation, for the earth is crying. Hallelujah. Shalom and welcome, my brothers and sisters, to the Sound Doctrine Ministries Fellowship Program. I'm your host, the Father's Servant, Emmanuel, and we are here to encourage, enlighten, instruct, and uplift the name of our Messiah, the Father's Messenger, Yahshua HaMashiach. My brothers and sisters, we are in perilous times, I know now why the scriptures say that men would be dying because their hearts will be failing them because of what they are seeing that is coming to pass. It's bad. And believe me, walking around blinded and not even bothering to listen at another perspective. And, the Father gave us all sense. He gave us all sense. And to be able to see all of the things that English did to people, period. The Asians, the Africans, the Hebrews and the Indians that were here, and Ireland and what have you, France. I mean, to go along with them and their translating of the scriptures and never trusting it. Anyone that does that is going to have to answer to the Father, because he's going to know he gave you common sense. He gave you sense enough to know if these people are untrustworthy here, how in the world do you think that they can be trusted with something so precious as my word? And then it's not going to be a pleasant thing. And I'm trying to, make you question. I'm not telling you, oh, you're wrong. I'm trying to make you question and look into it for yourself, because I was there. I was right there where so many of you are right now. And, you feel it. I know you do. And it's nagging at you, and certain things that you see going on in your church is bothering you. And you went from church to church, and still within, you don't have any peace. You're going through all kinds of sicknesses and everything. And this name that you're calling on and what have you, nothing is really transpiring like you read about in the scriptures. Now, don't get me wrong, our Father knows that the enemy has this attack against us. And through his abundance and universal mercy that he has towards his children, he steps in and he comes through for us time and time again. But this is only so that we will seek him out. Because No one's who's calling on the name of Jesus is being healed. There is nobody sitting up saying, in the name of Jesus, spirit come out of him, and there is any spirit that is obeying. It's not happening. No one is being healed in the name of Jesus from the point of where we read in the scriptures where the Apostle Paul and the disciples and the Messiah and all of them, where they spoke and the spirits left them immediately and what have you. We don't see any of that going on. And we try and make it the person's fault and say, well, let it be done according to your faith, because we know ain't nothing happening. And it's not. It's not. Because this is a name that was invented It never was Jesus. It don't translate from Hebrew to English in Jesus. It doesn't do that. No, it doesn't. A man's name doesn't change from language to language. It doesn't. Why is it you can look on your Facebook page and you see people in India calling on the name Jesus? Why do most of my Filipino friends call on the name Jesus? You know, anywhere you go, just about it, you can find anywhere in the world people speaking another language. But when they go, they've got this name, Jesus. How come the name isn't translated into their language? Because a name doesn't translate from language to language. It just doesn't. My Prime Minister Netanyahu is Prime Minister Netanyahu. Wherever he go, whatever language is being spoken, that is his name. You know, you've got to wake up, my brothers and sisters. So today we're going to be addressing righteousness, we'll get into that after the break. But as usual, you know, we're going to give our Father some praise. And, you know, just thinking, because he's been good to us. He truly has. You know, he looked past our faults. He looked past our stubbornness, our rebellion. He looked past the fact that we just didn't know what was going on, and he's there for us. But he's expecting us to wake up. He's not doing all of this just for the hell of it. You can do whatever you want to do. I'm going to be there. I got you and whatnot and everything. And then when you die, you're going to come on with me and what have you. Then what would have been the need for the Messiah and for his word or anything? There would be no need if he's going to step in and do and overlook this and overlook that. And none of that has no meaning, because he's going to step in anyway. It doesn't work like that. That is not a covenant. Covenant is between two people. And it's, if you do this, I'll do that. And it is agreed upon. Ooh, wow, that John just snatched itself up out of me. That's probably this medication that the doctor gave me to take. Naproxen. Anyway, let's give our Father some praise, and we'll be right back. Because you've been good, good to me.
Great creativity, my eyes can see. I'm praising. Please learn more about Freedomizer Radio by going to freedomizerradio.com and also Facebook us right at freedomizerradio.com. Catch you there.
Hello again, Freedomist. Proof is here, and I want to talk to you about a brand new soda maker called SodaStream. Now, the Proof House has had SodaStream for about a year, and we love the thing. We use it quite often. With SodaStream, you can have fresh-made soda in seconds. One of the big things we like about it is that there's no high-fructose corn syrup and no aspartame. There's over 60 flavors, or you can create your own. Not just sodas, they also have iced teas and energy drinks. Here at the Proof House, we make egg cream sodas all the time. Some other facts to consider here, there's no electricity, no more wasted bottles and cans, and the most important thing is that it tastes great. Keep in mind, too, this is a perfect family present for Christmas, or, hey, just surprise the family with something great. Also, for a limited time, there's free shipping, so go to freedomizerradio.com and look for the SodaStream link, and I hope you check out the product. That's SodaStream right on freedomizerradio.com.
I'm not a lab rat.
My family is not a bunch of lab rats.
I am not a lab rat.
Thanks, but no thanks.
80% of the processed food in America has been genetically modified.
That's GMOs. That's GMOs.
You can't even tell what foods contain GMOs at the grocery store.
Because no GMO food labels are required.
That makes us the guinea pigs.
Sounds like an experiment to me.
GMOs are scary.
It's up to you.
You're an adult. You can vote.
I can't vote because I'm a kid.
Vote yes.
Vote yes.
Please vote yes. Count the cookie.
Freedomizer, you have a voice.
How will you vote when initiatives are added to the ballot in your state?
Hello everyone, Proof is here. I want to let you know about our latest promotion on our freedomizerradio.com website. Our chat client, Bark, BARC.com, is hosting a micro Bitcoin giveaway while supplies last. All you have to do is go to freedomizerradio.com, join our chat room, create a screen name, and type to your friends. And some micro Bitcoins will fall from the sky. Not only that, the more people that are typing, there will be some random lotteries as well. So just for typing to your friends, you can earn some micro Bitcoins. So who knows how long this will last, but join us now, freedomizerradio.com.
The Weekend Vigilante Show with Sheila Zunlinski.
This is a globally orchestrated meltdown to reshape the world into complete totalitarian global governance. Really, the end game here is eco-sinister Luciferian eugenics plan.
Ask yourself, how is it that out-of-control megalomaniac rogues run things? Tyranny, fear-mongering, drones, geopolitical chaos, financial crises, mass censorship.
If you're planning, you've got to plan in a way to defeat the existing system.
Mindless minions, they're walking around in sort of a zombie-like trance.
Waking for on corruption. The Weekend Vigilante Show with Sheila Zunlinski. Thursday night, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Only here on Freedomizer Radio.
Did you know that healthcare workers around the U.S. are required to get flu shots they don't want to avoid losing their jobs? Or that some state laws allow children to consent to vaccines that can injure or kill them? Join vaccine rights attorney Alan Phillips Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, 4 Mountain, and 3 Pacific Time for Vaccines and Your Rights in the U.S. Learn about your rights and the latest vaccine news right here on Freedomizer Radio.
Let freedom ring throughout.
Shalom and praises to the Father. More and more we see the lies and the deceptions of the world. where it should be obvious we are in a spiritual battle. So I'd like to invite you to tune into the Sound Doctrine Ministries Fellowship Program right here on the Freedom Miser Radio Network, where we will reason together according to the Holy Scriptures. Also, blessing you with an occasional guest, our spiritual common sense commentary, and spiritual uplifting songs that give praises to our Father. You can call in and speak to our host, or just listen to the show at 347-324-3704 every Tuesday and Saturday, noon Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Central, right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network. Or you can tune into our chat room at freedomizerradio.com. Blessings and peace to your heart.
You're listening to the Freedomizer Radio Network and the Sound Doctrine Ministries program, where freedom, liberty, and truth live. We're back. All right, my brothers and sisters. Today, our scriptural reading will be reading from the Book of Matthew, the 5th chapter, and it is written, "But when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his taught ones came to him, and having opened his mouth, he was teaching them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, because theirs is the reign of the heavens. Blessed are those who mourn, because they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, because they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, because they shall be filled. Blessed are the compassionate, because they shall obtain compassion. Blessed are the clean in heart, because they shall see Elohim. Blessed are the peacemakers, because they shall be called the sons of Elohim. Blessed are those persecuted for righteousness' sake, because theirs is the reign of the heavens. Blessed are you when they reproach and persecute you and falsely say every wicked word against you for my sake. Rejoice and be glad, because your reward in the heavens is great. For in this way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt becomes tasteless, how shall it be seasoned? For it is no longer of any use but to be thrown out and to be trodden down by men. You are the light of the world. It is impossible for a city to be hidden on a mountain, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it shines to all those in the house. Let your light so shine before men, so that they see your good works and praise your Father who is in the heavens. Do not think I come to destroy the Torah or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to complete. For truly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle shall by no means pass from the Torah till all be done. Whoever then breaks one of the least of these commands and teaches men so shall be called least in the reign of the heavens. But whosoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the reign of the heavens. For I say unto you that unless your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall by no means enter into the reign of the heavens. You have heard it said of those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you that whoever is wroth with his brother without a cause shall be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raka, shall be liable to the Sanhedrin. But whoever says, you fool, shall be liable to fire of Gehenna. If then you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother holds whatever against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go first make peace with your brother and then come and offer your gift. Be well-minded with your opponent promptly while you are on the way with him, lest your opponent deliver you to the judge and the judge to the officer, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly I say unto you, you shall by no means get out of there till you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone looking at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. And if your right eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out and throw it away from you. For it is better for you that one of your members perish than for your entire body to be thrown into Gehenna. For if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away from you. For it is better that one of your members perish than for the entire body to be thrown into Gehenna. It has been said, whoever puts away his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that whoever puts away his wife except for the matter of whoring makes her commit adultery. And whoever marries a woman who has been put away commits adultery. Again, you heard that it is said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oaths to Yahuwah. But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by the heavens, because it is Elohim's throne, neither by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great sovereign, nor swear by your head, because you are not able to make one hair white or black. But let your word be yea, yea, and your no be no. And what goes beyond these is from the wicked one. You heard that it is said an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the wicked, but whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other to him also. And he who wishes to sue you to take away your inner garment, let him have your outer garment as well. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks of you, and from him who wishes to borrow from you, do not turn away. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those cursing you. Do good to those hating you, and pray for those insulting you and persecuting you, so that you become sons of your Father in the heavens. Because he makes the sun rise on the wicked and on the good, and he sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those loving you, what reward have you? Are the tax collectors not doing the same too? And if you greet your brothers only, what do you do more than others? Are the tax collectors not doing so too? Therefore, be perfect as your Father in the heavens is perfect. May the Father add a blessing to the reading and the hearing and the obeying of his word. Our text today comes from this entire passage that the Messiah was trying to explain to his brothers at the time. And he left it there, and it was written for our understanding and for our guidance, because the Messiah is our example. And he is completely talking about, in this chapter, righteousness, walking in righteousness. How do we walk in righteousness? I mean, it's all through here. We walk in love. We walk in humility. We walk upright before the Father and before our brothers. We reach for those who are not reaching for us. We do good to those that don't even like us. See, in this walk, and I've noticed already that I see many that have taken on the same spirits that the Messiah was addressing. Now, he told them clearly, and I want you to understand this, he told us clearly, look, don't think I came to destroy the Torah and the prophets. I only came to complete them because none of you were able to complete it. In other words, none of us were able to follow the Torah. Now, with the onset of the Messiah coming, there are matters that were changed. We do not offer sacrifices anymore. We offer the sacrifice of praise and the sacrifice of our lives that it may be acceptable to the Father. We no longer own one another. We simply let the courts and what have you, the rulers of the land, that take that upon themselves, which they really should do away with capital punishment. Being locked up in prison will do until they meet their creator. At least that's the way I see it. But there are some things that was changed. So the keepers of the Torah, which I am one of, they must be careful that they do not walk in the scribe and Pharisee spirit as those people did, because they had none of this that the Father, that the Messiah was saying. They were not those that he was saying that were meek. They were not among those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. They were not among those that were compassionate. They were not among those that were peacemakers. They were not those that were of a clean heart. No, they had no compassion. They were not meek at all. They were on and condemning and belittling and persecuting people for any infraction of the law. That is not the Father, my brothers and sisters. No man has kept the whole law, nobody except for Yahshua HaMashiach. But we all should be striving to. I'm not telling you to overlook any part of the Torah whatsoever. But there are things that we no longer do that is in the Torah. And many people, well, you know, the Messiah said to heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or one tittle shall pass away from the Torah. And they leave off till all be completed, which is saying something totally different than what they are implying. Yes, we are to strive our best to keep the Torah, to follow the feast, because these are the things that are acceptable. There are some things, though, my brothers and sisters, that you can do that I can't. I might have the desire to, and you do it unconsciously without even thinking about it. There are some things that you can do that I'm not able to do. I don't know how it is for everyone else, but, you know, this matter of food, come on. Have you ever read Romans chapter 14? If I'm not mistaken, it's Romans 14. Let's see. Wait. Give me a second, my brothers, because, excuse me. Romans, the 14th chapter, Paul, he summed it up clearly, you know. Okay, here you go. Do not allow your good to be evil, to be spoken of as evil. For the reign of Elohim is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, and this is our text for today, righteousness, but righteousness and peace and joy in the set-apart spirit. For he who is serving Messiah in these matters is well-pleased to Elohim and approved by men. So then let us pursue the matters of peace and the matters of building up one another. Do not destroy the work of Elohim for the sake of food. All indeed are clean, but evil to that man who eats so as to cause stumbling. You know, my brothers and sisters, it is good not to eat meat or drink wine, nor to do whatever by which your brother stumbles. Do you have belief? Have it to yourself before Elohim. Blessed is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves. But he who doubts if he eats is condemned, because it is not of belief, and all that is not of belief is sin. My brothers and sisters, understand what I am telling you. I am not telling you, oh, you can eat whatever you want to eat. You know, my brothers and sisters, you might not be able to do anything. You might not be able to go out and eat vegetarian. Vegetables cost just as much as meat, and may be out of your range. You may be only able to get a few things, but you cannot sit up and feed your family all the time on simply vegetables. And they're making it so now in the country that you can't grow your own vegetables. So now we, all who are following Torah, we can't look down on you because you have to eat something that is not acceptable. How can I look down on you? I'm not your master. I'm not your creator. I don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. You know, I can tell you people will take all of this and they'll tell you that and they'll twist this and what have you because they're doing it. But my brothers and sisters, lamb and venison is the highest things that you can buy in this world, in this country. These are the things that we should be eating. They say you can eat cow. But guess what? Ground beef, roast, all of these things are expensive. So if you have to eat pork, that's between you and your father. Your father knows that if you were in a position where you could do without pork, that you would for the sake of obeying him. Oh, a lot of people won't agree with that. But you don't have to answer to a lot of people. You have to answer to Elohim, Yahuwah, your heavenly father in the Shamayim. That's who you have to answer to. Don't go around and, you know, causing others to stumble. Or as the Messiah said, you know, teaching men, you know, to break the least of these commandments. No, don't go around doing that. But my brothers and sisters, you got to have more righteousness than the scribes and the Pharisees who were browbeating people and persecuting them and condemning them and trying to keep them to the letter of the law, which none of them were able to keep themselves. That Pharisee spirit is a hell of a thing to deal with. And there are many people that are walking in Torah that are walking in the Pharisee spirit and don't even realize it. No compassion. They don't have a clean heart, you know. Not all now, but, you know, I'm seeing a lot of people on these social networks, and I'm reading a lot of posts, and it's like, didn't you get anything, you know? Where are you, where is your compassion for those that are poor in the spirit? You know, shouldn't the strong bear the infirmities of the weak? You know, where is your meekness? Where is your peacemaker? The peacemakers, where are they at? Where are those that are walking with a clean heart? My brothers and sisters, the Messiah tells us the Torah will not pass until all be done, till all be accomplished. Well, guess what? All isn't going to be accomplished until in the reign of the Messiah. So it's not going to pass away. My brothers and sisters, but if you're around teaching men to break the Torah, or you're causing them to stumble because you're doing this and you're doing that and what have you, and then you're making one of your brothers feel like I can't make it. I can't do it. I can't live up to the standards that everybody else live in, as if they are keeping the whole Torah. None of us is keeping the whole Torah. Get up off me. Get up off my brothers. Cut your BS out with your high and mighty self. Take that Christianity on somewhere. We're trying to walk in truth. We're trying to walk in compassion and in love We're not walking in, oh, if you don't do this and follow Torah, you're going to hell. You don't know who the Father. The Father said, I'll have mercy on who I will have mercy on. So guess what? There's going to be plenty of folks that thought they was walking in the truth that ain't going to make it. And there's going to be a lot of people that you thought shouldn't make it that are going to make it. Get up off of us. Cut your silliness out. You sound like a child. You don't have any clue about Torah, the Messiah, who was the living, breathing Torah. You have no clue. No, I'm not telling nobody not to strive to keep Torah. Neither am I telling you to excuse yourself because you know none of you going to be perfect. That's not what I'm saying. Let's not even go there. I wouldn't dare tell you that. I'm talking to right now at this point, I'm talking to them brothers that look down on another because they eat pork as if they are keeping the whole Torah. No, they're not. There are those that lie, those that are deceivers. There are those that are in jobs they have no business with. There are those that are in relationships that they have no business in. There are those that are doing all sorts of things that is against Torah. But because they don't eat pig, they want to slam that down on you. Take that damn beam out of your eye. Walking around here with plank eye and don't even realize it. Wake up, my brothers and sisters. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Sound Doctrine Ministries Fellowship Program.
Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live show. Beginning at 9 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
Does the media ever deceive the public?
A white plane, a very big jet, was flying an unusual pattern near the White House over Lafayette Park. Very slowly, it made one circle and then...
Are the media and their sources trustworthy?
New York State and New Jersey will get their first doses of the swine flu vaccine.
The H1N1 virus has made thousands of people across the country sick. Many have died. And some worry that it could grow into a full-blown pandemic.
Where does our mainstream media get their news? All this enjoyment is brought to you by all the things sweetened with NutraSweet.
There's a reason why we want to own these guns.
We're going to have to come together and take meaningful action to prevent more tragedies like this.
That was President Obama Friday suggesting it is now time to reopen the national debate on gun control.
The media tends to march in lockstep with the government.
Who is responsible when the media fabricates the news?
When the public is constantly fed messages that are potentially leading us into a war that may not be necessary, it's not fair to the American people, and it's not fair to journalism because the truth isn't being told here. We found out that CNN International is actually making money from the Bahrain regime. They are a customer of Bahrain. Bahrain is paying CNN International to create content that shows Bahrain in a favorable light to then air that content on CNN International.
Join us online at williamlewisfilms.com. That's williamlewisfilms.com.
Hello again, Freedomist. Proof is here, and I want to talk to you about a brand new soda maker called SodaStream. Now, the Proof House has had SodaStream for about a year, and we love the thing. We use it quite often. With SodaStream, you can have fresh-made soda in seconds. One of the big things we like about it is that there's no high-fructose corn syrup and no aspartame. There's over 60 flavors, or you can create your own. Not just sodas, they also have iced teas and energy drinks. Here at the Proof House, we make egg cream sodas all the time. Some other facts to consider here, there's no electricity, no more wasted bottles and cans, and the most important thing is that it tastes great. Keep in mind, too, this is a perfect family present for Christmas, or, hey, just surprise the family with something great. Also, for a limited time, there's free shipping, so go to freedomizerradio.com and look for the SodaStream link, and I hope you check out the product. That's SodaStream right on freedomizerradio.com.
U.S. trade negotiators are pushing to complete the TPP this year. They're trying to keep it under the radar. The best way to stop the TPP is to drag it into the light of day. Right now, negotiators have appointed approximately 600 corporate lobbyists to serve as cleared advisors on the TPP, while refusing to release any of their negotiating proposals for public review. The corporate media is unlikely to inform the public about the TPP. We need to do it ourselves.
C is for cookie, and that's good enough for me. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Saturdays. I love you, Miss Cookie. Join Cookie and
good
me
job
on See the Power in You.
Are you dedicated to ending the New World Order? Well, it's time to make way for spontaneous order. Hi, I'm Eric Bell, host of Freedomizer Radio's new hit show, For Whom the Bell Tolls, where you will hear current events from a volunteer's perspective, philosophical libertarianism, and a roadmap to a free and stateless society. Tune in every Tuesday at 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific and 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
And now, back to the Sound Doctrine Ministries Fellowship Program.
Thank you.
glorify your holy name. Blessed be the name of Yah.
We praise you today.
Hallelujah.
We praise you today. Oh, in all the heavens, in all the earth, we call your name.
Hallelujah. All right, my brothers and sisters. Let's see. We have this week's spiritual common sense commentary for you guys, and we're about to let that go. And we'll be back after that. If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from the Shamayim and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. This is from 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, the 21st verse. What does this mean for the body of believers today? We'll discuss it next on this edition of the Sound Doctrine Ministry's Spiritual Common Sense. Shalom and blessings to the remnant of the saints of the Most High. Agenda 21 is a program that all the mucky mucks got together and contemplated on what is best for Mother Earth. And out of this summit, they decided that what is best for Mother Earth is less people. When your idols and world leaders start saying humanity is the problem with the earth, you know it's only a short matter of time until they take you out. The gays are just as foolish as the women, which directly means it is the men's fault. Women and gay Americans, the elite called you out to single you out. You were hid and under the radar, and you had to be brought to the forefront for control. Women gave up their homes, husbands, and children all for a check, for money that is not worth the paper it is printed on. Oh yes, my sisters, they call it Mother Earth, but only as a ploy, as they knew you would think that somehow that translated that they are honoring you as a mother in some way. And you continue to embrace this farce as you feel and see the whole thing collapsing in on you. Do you feel it? But your vain pride will not let you admit that you have been deceived. You continue to willingly be deceived. Your job is your identity, because you sat in the elite's classroom as they reconditioned and re-educated you into their puppets. You are at their mercy. Miss working 3 months and tell me if you can keep your house. Your children are also at their mercy as they condition them against you. You can't see it because you don't want to see it. But your child can't even say grace over his lunch without fear of reprisal. Now that is control and a half there. So that is controlling you at work, where you stay, your offspring, and they will make you bring your children to them to be turned against you. Your own child that you carried for 9 months, you can't even discipline, because they have you conditioned to be concerned about what your neighbors will say and think when they send the Department of Children's Services to your house. And they tell your child this if your parent beats you, call 911, and they will get them some assistance against you. You have no control over nothing. Which is sad, because 40 years ago, you controlled your home, and children, which means you controlled society. And you gave it all up to be controlled with paper money. You do not even understand you actually work and give something. They go to the printing press and give you compensation. You've given up your time, labor, and they are giving you nothing in return. You listen to them as they steered you away from your men that saw this was a sham, but they made you think he was just envious because you make more monopoly money than him. And if you quit laboring for them, they'll come in and take your house. Do you understand how the bank mortgage system works? No, you don't. Because they say that they are lending you money to buy your home. They will issue you a check that you will have to pay them back with interest. But they have given you a piece of paper. But you have labored. And you can get paid up to 29 of 30 years on your mortgage, and they do not care. They will step in and put all of your things on the street and sell your home to someone else. You've been played. You're trying to be equal to your man, which means you are not under a covering. You say, yes, the Messiah is my covering, but again, you are deceiving yourself because it does not work that way. For the Messiah, no matter what you say out of your mouth, the Most High, the Messiah, the set-apart spirit, the messengers, man, woman, and children. That is the order of the Father. If you don't know your place, then you are out of place. You better go and find one of those old, who you thought were foolish mothers, that maybe she can explain to you that the Father gave man his sons to be the head. The Father's covering is over his sons that cover his wife and children. Yes, I know, I know. What if you don't have a husband? Well, you should. That's what you were created for, but you reject that notion as well. So now, the Messiah knows that you don't love him because you don't even know what you are created for and what is expected from you. Oh, you call on his name all you want, but you're doing so in vain because the Messiah doesn't know you. You have a thought in your mind of what you think he is and what you feel he would want you to do and from you. And if you had ever bothered to read the scriptures, you would know that the Father didn't want his sons to be alone, so he made you for him. But that offends you because you want to be equal, never understanding that you had more honor when you were his woman, but now you're only getting treated as the equal that you wanted to be. But yet you still want and desire to be treated like a woman. But that can't happen. Not with a follower of the Father, it can't. So you marry these devils that accept you as an equal, and then you're still hurt, used, lied to, and deceived. Don't say it. If the few of you that feel that that don't include you, because the moment you conceive that thought, the enemy will make sure you become miserable. Ask a woman that does not want to be equal with a man. You know them. They are the ones that you are so jealous of because men treat them like the woman that you would like to be treated. But you can't have it both ways. Yes, it is too damn much to ask because it goes against a man's nature, what he was created for. But those women, they love it. I know a few right here on Facebook and on the ministry's website. I love to hear them talk about it. But you are so evil, prideful, and vain that when you see a woman like that, that's being treated that way, you do everything you can to make her see things from your perspective. You do not even know how manipulative you've become. You are practicing witchcraft and do not even know it. And you bought into all these things believing lies from the very people that are using and manipulating you. Now, the gays were just as foolish. They think that the very men that have hated their very existence, now all of a sudden, because there are more of you, you've actually brought into the lie that he will be fair. No, you don't want to hear it, and you may not understand it. But they are bringing you out. You think that you are standing up for your rights, and you are all forcing them to accept you. Think about this. Do you lie? So why do you think, or why does it not cross your mind that maybe, just maybe, they're lying to you? Think you're forcing them to let you marry. How small-minded can you be? When you put your name on that list to get your marriage license, you're also on another list as well. The Agenda 21 list. The get rid of you first list. The elite has decided that what is best for Mother Earth is less people. Don't listen to me. Check with your girl Oprah, Angelina Jolie, Beyonce. They will tell you that there are too many people in the world. Oh, they tell you about the lowlifes, the rapists, and the pedophiles. But they do not tell you about getting rid of that bloodline entirely, which for many of you will include you as well. They want to reduce the world population by 90%. You think that can't happen? And it is already happening. Your food is killing you. Your vitamins is killing you. Hell, even when you go to the doctor, your medicine is killing you. But they will not stop there. Nope. They are going to release plagues through birds and rats that will make AIDS look like the 24-hour bug. And that Ebola virus that is being reported around the world, that's a man-made virus consisting of four or five different viruses combined together. Oh, it's intentional, and it's for you. And you all volunteered yourselves into their hands. You're so vain and full of pride that you actually think you're supposed to be able to go against nature and be accepted. It's nobody's damn business who or what you do in your home. But you want everybody to know. So now they do. And you'll be among the first of the 6,500,000,000 people that they will make sure die. And men, let this happen. These no backbone will not stand up and tell his woman that she is out of line and so much of a wussy that he goes along with everything, submitting to his witch of a wife that is withholding sex until he acts the way she wants him to. And the Bible clearly speaks against that. Oh, but your God that you believe in, that is not a problem for him, right? The Messiah said that we will give an account for every idle thought. That means your heart that you trusted, that the Father's word said do not trust will have deceived you to your own demise, following your emotions of what you think and what you feel instead of what the word of the Father says. This is only to enlighten and only for those who want to hear the truth. Blessing and peace to your heart. All right, we are out of time, and we pray that you guys try to keep yourself from the Pharisee spirit. Stay prayerful, stay focused, stay in the will and the word of the Father. We love you. Blessings and peace to your home. Shalom.
There is no greater love, no greater love than the one you have for me, Lord. There is no greater love, no greater love than the one you have for me.
Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live show. Beginning at 9 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog. Only on Freedomizer Radio.